You're listening to the Moms with Dreams podcast, episode number 119. This episode is brought to you by Erica's Elegance, where you'll find trendy and sophisticated jewelry that complements your personal style every single day. Visit www.ericaselegance.com and start adding to your collection $5 at a time. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Moms with Dreams podcast. I'm Erica Blocker, your host, and I am super, super, super happy to have you with me today. This is a pleasure, as always, to be here with you. And if this is your first time listening, I'm giving you and sending you a big virtual hug and a warm welcome. Thank you so much for choosing to listen. And if you are a regular listener, thank you for being here with me every single episode. And if you are already subscribed, thank you. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe over on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Google Play, or also at ericablocker.com. So this show is all about inspiring you to follow your dreams, to pursue your passion, to go after what you want without feeling guilty, and for you to really discover what is possible for you in your life. Now, today I'm interviewing one of my friends and someone who's very near and dear to my heart. I have the pleasure of talking with Kim Boudreaux-Smith. She was actually my second guest on the podcast when I launched back in 2015, which is crazy that we're coming up on our third year. That's crazy to me. So Kim, I wanted her to come back because you may have noticed that I've had a few recurrent guests who've been on the show earlier, like when I first launched, and they've revamped their businesses, they've evolved, they've grown, and I want to show you what has taken place, what's transpired over these last few years, just to give you an encouragement to show you, again, what's possible for you to do, for you to not feel crazy if you're changing things up or if you feel like you're always doing something different. It's all good. So today you're going to hear my interview with Kim. Kim is awesome. She is, like I said, one of my friends, but she's also amazing because she has so many accomplishments. I mean, she is often referred to as a multimedia maven. She has experience on a multitude of platforms where she expresses her bold voice. She is a frequent guest on radio and podcasts all over the world. And Kim has compiled and co-authored several books that have made their mark in the Amazon bestseller arena. Through her fitness business, she began recording video long before it was popular. Her training, coaching certification, and marketing experience are the winning trifecta for having Kim mentor high achievers to a better media presence and asserting their own bold voice. So I'm excited. You know, as I just shared with you, Kim has done a lot of amazing things. She really has revamped her business lately, and that's why I wanted to have her on the show. So in this interview, you're going to hear us talk a lot about the hag in the attic. That's Kim's signature phrase she uses to refer to that little voice in our head that likes to tell us not to do things or likes to keep us thinking and living small. So she refers to that a lot. And you're going to hear how our conversation goes about women showing up and how we talk ourselves out of things when we really need to show up, when we make commitments, we need to do those, we need to follow through with those commitments, and how our voices matter no matter where we come from, no matter what walk of life we live or where we've been, that our voices matter and that we need to speak up and speak because we have the power to become the paradigm shift that the world needs. This was a great conversation, and you're going to hear Kim talk about some of the consequences of success and also her personal journey and some of the things that she had to walk away from in her business and the decision she made to walk away and why she did that and some of the consequences she faced as a result of her success and compromising herself. And it's just a great interview. So get ready to hear a true raw conversation about, like I said, women stepping up, using our voices and showing up in the way that we're supposed to, and also learning how to take a step back. All right, so get ready to take notes if you are able to. If not, just listen intently, and I will talk with you after the interview. Enjoy. Well, I am super, super excited and honored to have my friend Kim Boudreaux-Smith back on the show. Welcome, 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 Kim. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know what? And that is a tall order I live up to, you calling me a friend. So thank you.
Of course. Of course. You know, we've been friends for a while now. And really, I don't know if you're a new listener to the show, you may not know this, but Kim was my second guest on this show back in May of 2015. How crazy is that, Kim?
No, that was 2015.
Yes, it'll be 3 years in May.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I remember being the second guest, but 2015? Seriously? Wow. Okay, yes. Time flies.
I know, right? So I know that a lot has changed since then, and that's why I really wanted to have you back on the show, because I talk a lot about evolution, and as we grow, we change, our businesses change and evolve with us. And I think it's really important that we see true examples of that and not just me talking about it or people just reading about it. I love that I have seen a lot of growth in you. You always were successful since I've known you, and I've shared your success and accolades with our listeners. But Kim, and you also know that I'm impressed with you. But what I love...
Thank you.
Seriously, you're welcome. But what I love most about you is your heart and your genuine desire to help women show up as the best version of themselves. And you're one of those people where I know that if I come to you, you're going to give me the truth. And you're known as being a cheerleader for high achieving women who want to manage it all. Even more powerful than that, you help women who are managing it all find peace and balance while being successful. So why is this important to you, Kim?
Well, over the years of being online in business and founding and owning Bold radio station, which you, Erica, were like one of the very first hosts on that. And that was like six years ago.
Wow.
That was about 5-6 years ago. Yeah, that's been a while. A lot of women, they don't. I'm sure I've done this at one time in my life, Erica, is, you know, we let that hag in the attic, which I'm known for. I call her the hag in the attic. That's that voice in our head go, you know, don't go. Even though you made that commitment, don't go. Stay home. It's cold out. It's dark out. You know, I mean, something as simple as that. And we talk ourselves out of things. And so one of my thing is when we do make commitments, I love when women show up. And I'm going to refer to Pink. She's such a phenomenal singer, and watching her right now raise a little girl who has had some trials and tribulations at school, you know, and the mom and Pink wants to go in and be a mom, and yet she can't be a mom, and she wants to kick, you know, this other kid's butt for what they said to her daughter. But she just was recently for the Super Bowl of 2018. She sang the national anthem. She had the flu. And if you were watching that, if anybody was watching that, the camera was on her. She was up at the microphone and she was getting ready to sing. She reached in her mouth and took out a piece of gum. And I just went, you know, okay, well, no big deal. I'm sure what people are saying about that. But I found out after that she had the flu. And I went to her Instagram account and she said, and I think it was in 1991, she saw Whitney Houston sing this. And she's had her eyes set on this ever since. And nothing was going to keep her from singing that national anthem that night. And she said, all I can do is my best. You would never know that she was sick. And that's probably why she had the gum in her mouth right up to the microphone to keep her stomach settled and her mouth moist and stuff like that to work through that. But that's what I'm talking about, showing up. I mean, she could have just said, you know, oh, well, I've got the flu, you know, and I don't know, maybe she had a fever, you know, maybe she was vomiting, you know, before, you know, I mean, who knows what kind of flu, but she could have talked herself out of it. And I've been very guilty of this. I love when women make a commitment, and that doesn't mean you still show up with 102 fever, because I personally don't think that's healthy, but we still show up. Even if the dog ate the homework, even if the kid is crying as you're walking out the door or whatever, we still show up, because those moments are so magical when we do.
I agree. I've done that so many times, Kim. I still do that. I'm going to be honest. I talk myself out of things. I'm actually like teetering with something I'm supposed to be working on, a project, and I keep talking myself out of doing it. And that's when I feel like we're on the verge of something amazing. It's like the enemy is trying to hold us back from our greatness, because it's afraid of what we're going to do, like what we're going to create and what we're going to, you know, bring into the world that's going to make more good and more positivity and more light.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. And that's why, you know, my blog, and we've just rebranded my coaching business. And instead of using my business, legally, my business name is my name, Kim Boudreaux Smith Incorporated, but we rebranded it with her bold voice, because it is about our voices. And every single woman's in this world's voice matters so much more today than any other day. We are such in turmoil around this world. And I used to just talk about, Erica, the country you and I live in, it's global. And now is the time women need to really step up and speak. And I don't care if they're speaking for a negotiation for a pay raise, or if they're speaking on a public stage, or if they're speaking at lunch to build another relationship with another woman. Women have got to learn to use their bold voice and do it without all that emotional baggage, you know, because we're warm and fluffy beings, you know. It's speaking with the bold voice without all that emotional baggage, but and be very transparent.
Mm-hmm. But what happens when you feel like you're not bold and you feel like you don't have something worthy of saying, or that no one's going to listen to you? So you kind of just sit in the corner because you don't feel bold. How do you overcome that?
You first of all, give me a call. in all seriousness, we all have different levels of boldness. We all have different levels of directness. We all have different levels of what success means to us. We are all one, but yet we are all different. And if anybody listening on Erica's show here, especially a woman, and you're thinking that my voice isn't really that bold and I really don't have that much to say, you're so wrong. And I apologize. I don't want to wrong anybody, but you're so wrong. Seriously. Everything that we say and do, from either if you are at choice, a stay-at-home mom who is having one of the hardest jobs in the whole wide world of managing a house and raising kids, or like yourself, Erica, a single parent who has raised phenomenal kids and working and going to school and managing all of that, we all have something to say. We really, truly do. We have to get that hag in the attic who's chirping at us going, okay, you have nothing to say. And oh my God, you know, because she lives in our attic, our head. And at any given moment when that attic door cracks open, you blink and she's flying down the stairs. All you need to do is say, hey, girlfriend, I need you on my team. I need you back up in that attic. So come on. Everything's okay. Go back up in the attic and give her a margarita with some extra salt or something. I don't know, but to really manage her. But I can't say this enough, Erica. We all have something to say, and it's meaningful and it's bold, whether it's one sentence, a paragraph, a keynote speech, a meeting somewhere in a coffee shop. It's all meaningful and bold.
I agree, Kim. I really do. I believe that it's important that we find that inner boldness, because my inner boldness certainly doesn't look like yours. You know, we're two totally different people, but I still have my bold and you have your bold. And I feel like when we get together, it's just awesome. And that goes for every woman. We all have our own individual boldness, and we should celebrate that.
Yes, we should. And come together and collaborate. Cause you know, that's my other, you know, let me see, B is bold. So we can go to the next letter of the alphabet, C, collaborate. I just saw a post on Instagram, Marie Forleo. She said something about get rid of the competition and all come together, something like that. And I chimed right on in. Okay. Remove competitive competition from our vocabulary and let's stay with the C words and collaborate, care, come together. And we as women, and this is not, you know, Eric, I don't want your listeners to think, oh my God, she's a burn the bra, you know, rah, rah, you know, or, you know, go march, you know, with the march that we had here a year ago. Actually, that ended up being global. That's not what I'm saying. We all need to come together. And if we women don't step it up, because we are the paradigm shift and change of this world, because everything has been ran so in the masculine side of things. And we all have masculine and feminine energy within us. I mean, we just need more of a feminine lead. And that doesn't mean, you know, all warm and fuzzy. We just need feminine lead with a little bit of masculine. And I feel that will be a huge paradigm shift of change in this world.
I agree with you, Kim. And I know that you and I both believe that women in general can have it all on their own terms. In fact, you actually were one of my co-authors in my best-selling book, Motherhood, Dreams, and Success, You Can Have It All, back in 2014. And we talked about that. So you and I are both on the same page when it comes to having it all. But as with many things in life, success comes at a price. And there are some aspects of success that aren't so desirable, if we're just being completely honest. So in your opinion, Kim, what happens when we speak up, we become bold, and we achieve all of those things? What do you think are some of the consequences that we have to deal with because of our success?
Well, there's a lot of consequences. And I'm going to be very gentle here. There's a lot of mudslinging, so to speak. It's not that you and I are politicians, but look at politicians or very well-known people that when they put themselves out there, make them more visible, you're going to have people that don't like you. So here's my thing right here and now is, you know, really learn some tools in the tool belt of life. Have some tools at your hand to really strengthen that confidence as each step that you take, and strengthen your worth on each step that you take, and strengthen the esteem in each step that you take. Because everybody is not going to like you. That was one of the things I had to really go through as well. And you have to be able to go, look, if someone's coming at you behind the scenes and it's not nice, that person does not belong in your life. And we have a choice, especially with all the technology we have. We can go to a phone. We can block that person. We can remove that person. Instant message, we can block that person. Facebook, we can remove them from our environment. And I don't know, to me, that's very powerful. Not, I don't want to like, oh, I'm going to get you and, you know, remove you. But if that person is coming at you or anyone's coming at you, it's time to take maybe a right-hand turn instead of a left-hand turn today and get away from these people. And you've got to be strong. You've got to have others around you. You've got to have other like-minded around you. You've got to have tools. Like, for an example, my tools are scriptures, the Bible, meditating, and surrounding myself with strong, like-minded women that I know that have my back and aren't going to take me down. And I have their back and I'm not going to take them down.
Absolutely, Kim. I love it. And speaking of taking down, and not in a negative way, but a few years ago, let me be clear, I'm not taking anything away from you when I ask this question, but I want to kind of paint the picture for our listeners who may not remember you or know of you. So a few years ago, you were, I'd say, you know, managing a lot. And I know some women would have given anything to have your level of success. You're successful in your coaching business. You were managing and operating an online radio station. You had guests and hosts and a team and employees, and you were influential and you were a leader in the industry, and you had best-selling books. You have a husband, a fitness clients and coaching clients and all of these things. And some would say that you were like an undeniable illustration of a woman with it all. So I want to know, why did you decide to take off over the last year, and how has that changed you?
Well, I decided to sell the station when it was making a profit. I wanted to release that on an up. I chose to step back in 2017 because, quite frankly, I didn't have it all. I lost me in the midst of all of that. I wasn't managing my stress. I wasn't managing my anxiety. I was losing my identity because I was so busy watching others online build these businesses that I thought had a much wider picket fence than mine, which is absolutely positively crazy because there isn't such a thing. And I was so driven by title and money, which is an old default of mine. When I was in corporate America, title, money, traveling, my online business, there was title, there was money. And I lost myself. So before I took myself way down to crashing health-wise again last year, I chose to sell Bold Radio Station, and I chose to step back. And listen, I'm going to be extremely transparent here. In the very beginning, it was not pretty because I was like, okay, now what am I going to do? Who am I? I mean, I got to have that title. I got to have that money because I've always been like that. And then there were days where it's like I would look out the window and go, yep, snowstorm. This feels good to be in with my girls and the fireplace on and stuff like that. And also, I was very grateful stepping back because a year ago, around this time, we were getting ready to prep my mom for heart surgery, and my father has dementia, and she's the primary caregiver. So there was all that going on, and plus I was coming out of having a brand new puppy that was diagnosed with a rare disease. So it gave me time to go and be with my mom, a person who I do not have a strong relationship with, and be her voice and spokesperson and manage all of that. I launched a blog and I just journeyed through a lot. And then I finally, about last fall, this past September, I just finally went, you know, I think I'm getting ready to relaunch the coaching business. We've rebranded, we've done the graphics, I've relaunched this, but I'm also taking another turn a couple months into this going, this is not all I want to do. There is more. And Erica, for the first time in my life, I am not driving this bus. I'm turning it over. And I'm a driver. Mm-hmm. I'm turning it over. And it's so cool when I do that. Who shows up? You know, links that show up for me to investigate. So I have a couple things underneath my sleeve here, so to speak, in the back works that I'm looking at. But I will never get to that level again. And I don't mean, you know, the fitness business and everything that I was doing, because I don't have children, so I can do things like that. But I will never get to that level again where I compromise me, and because I was compromising me.
I remember some of the conversations we had during that time, and I just felt so bad because I could hear it in your voice that you were just tired of that lifestyle, but at the same time, you didn't know how to let go of it. So, Kim, I would like for you to share and just, you know, open up a little bit about some of the things that you did while you took that journey and you were on that hiatus, because I know that there's someone listening who may be in that same predicament right now and feeling like she's about to lose it, or she's already lost it and she doesn't know what to do next. So maybe by you opening up and sharing some of what you did to rediscover yourself and find that inner peace will help our listeners today.
Well, the inner peace goes way back to many years ago when, I've written about this, and I'll keep this part really short because this is a whole other conversation. I went on a woman's weekend retreat. I had no idea who, what, when, where, or how much. I just said, sign me up, get me there. And I had to fill out a packet of paperwork. And one of the things I was requesting was I wanted peace within, because we were in a beautiful, middle of beautiful rebuilding the home. I mean, I was in the best shape. I looked like I had it all going on. And on the inside, I was a mess. And I went to that retreat. And one of the moments, I was standing outside and looked up to the sky and said within myself, God, all I want is peace within. And before I took a step towards the cabin, because it was starting to sprinkle a little bit, I looked down and there was like, oh, there's something in the dirt there. It was like half dirt, half grass. And I'm like, it must be a rock. And so I don't know, for some odd reason, I bent over and I picked it up and it wasn't a rock. I mean, I had to dig it out of the dirt. It was a peace sign charm. Mm. So peace signs are extremely important to me. But what I learned last year is it's okay to step back. It's okay to slow down. First of all, I had to work through that. Okay, who's going to forget about me? Who's going to pass me up? You all get up on Monday mornings and get on with your life. And I'm sitting here going, uh-oh. So I had to step back up into my inner peace. So it's like looking at an iceberg. We see what's on top of that iceberg, but stepping back and slowing down allowed me to go deeper yet again, deeper this time into that iceberg. And it allowed me the time. I mean, I still had my fitness business going last year. So it wasn't like I wasn't really doing much of anything, but I slowed way down and not slowing down. Because I think another thing I used to say is, oh, let's slow down to speed up. No, let's slow down to go deeper. And then our lives become more caramelized, so to speak. We become clearer on directions and when to say yes and when to say no, and not to be so harried, pulling our hair out, tired at the end of the day, that we're calmer and, quite frankly, have more time on our hands.
Absolutely. I agree. Our lives become more meaningful. We get to be in the moment, be present. I know that I have this conversation with women all the time where they're like, actually, someone I was just talking to a few days ago said that one of her goals for this year, 2018, is to be more present and to be able to enjoy her children and to just be there. Like when she's there, to really be there, you know, emotionally, mentally, and not thinking about 50 other things that she should be doing or what she did last night or what she has to do tomorrow, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And that, you know, when we're thinking stuff like that, that's all that, then our bodies are trying to catch up, because then we physically start going into doing all of that. And that's why we have such high, you know, heart disease and burnout and stress and unhappiness when you know, everyone is portraying, and I don't want to say everyone, but everyone, you know, a lot of people are portraying how wonderful life is and joyous they are, when really, when they get on the inside, you know, it's like having like your kitchen and you're like, oh my gosh, someone's coming over and my kitchen is a mess. And I just throw everything into the cabinets and close it. Mm-hmm. It's something very similar. And listen, every lady listening, every man listening, especially women, I want to dedicate this to, is we can have it all without sacrificing anything. It's all about negotiating and knowing the words no, and knowing how many times it takes to say yes to get to that no. It's all about a negotiation.
That's exactly my next question, Kim. And I know you didn't know that, but that's exactly what I was about to ask you, because I was reading one of your blog posts called There's Peace in a Crazy Monday.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, this is so good. And you got to the point where you talked about the power of negotiating. And like, when we negotiate, it allows us to get rid of the guilt, because we decide, you know, this is what I'm going to do right now. I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to feel guilty about it.
Yes. Yep.
And I feel like as ambitious women, success-driven women, that's something that we need to do more of, is giving ourselves permission to not have to do everything all the time.
You know what? That expression of superwoman, I think we need to drop it. And that doesn't, when we drop it, that doesn't mean we're any less. We can't be all for everybody, including a mom, a daughter, a sister, you know, a significant other. At the end of the day, we're a human being and we must take care of ourselves every single solitary day. You know, I heard a couple people say, you know, well, moms need breaks too. You know what? No, not do moms only need breaks, but a human being, we every single day create those breaks, you know, close the door, say no to the kids. Our kids are not going to die. They're not going to die for 10 minutes if you go step off in a room, drink a cup of coffee and read a poem or scripture or meditate for a few minutes. They're not going to die. They're not. So it's really putting ourselves first. And that's not being selfish. That's being self-fulfilling.
Absolutely. Totally agree with you. That's a lesson I learned the hard way. And I share it all the time. I talk about how I lost my identity to being a mother and a wife because I was so giving and so nurturing to everyone else except for myself. And so I believe that that is really a powerful thing that we should do, take care of ourselves first. And well, not just powerful, it's necessary. It's like, it should be a requirement. Like, don't, just like we wake up and brush our teeth in the morning and wash our faces.
Yes.
And all those things are mandatory. Like, taking care of ourselves should be a priority that we don't skimp on.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and again, you know, so many people say, oh my gosh, oh yeah, I do self-care. I've got my massage scheduled for this Saturday. Well, today's only Tuesday, so to speak. It's like, there's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And if you want to go schedule a massage, rock on. I mean, I'm all over that. I think that is fantastic. But you have to find those massage moments, those peaceful moments every single solitary day. I don't care if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or wait, let me get up, let me get the kids dressed, up and out the door, then I'm going to come back. We have to find those every single day.
Absolutely. And so, Kim, for our readers who like to read books and learn that way, is there a book that you've read or that you would suggest if you had a client who was struggling with some of the things we've been talking about today that you should say, you know, you'd say to that person, hey, you should read this book?
Okay, well, Brené Brown's new one, and I apologize, I don't recall the title, but Brené Brown's newest book is fantastic. The Four Agreements is like, The Four Agreements is like this cute little book and very little pages, is, you know, keeping that Four Agreements around and understand what those Four Agreements are, especially agreement number two, don't take things personally. Boy, and that's a tough one for me. I got to practice that sometimes moment to moment daily. And The Alchemist. And there are so many phenomenal books out there, but those are three great books to really get your hands on. And I'm a huge person where every morning I have four books, scriptures, and I will maybe just grab two, I might do one. But to me, scriptures are like positive motivational quotes that are being made just for me that morning. And so, you know, I read them and I'll either sit and drink my coffee and reflect on them. I'll journal on them. Or I will open up a Bible to go further into them just to see if I'm feeling more. So those are my couple of suggestions of books.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Of course, I will have those included in the show notes. If you weren't able to jot them down, you might be on your way to work. You can check over on the show notes for today's episode, and I'll have the books there that Kim recommends. And so, Kim, I know that your focus in your business now is working with high-achieving women, women who are driven, successful, and helping them find peace. So if there's anyone listening right now who feels like, oh my gosh, I need Kim in my life, how can we connect with you online?
Well, you could find me, of course. It's Kim Boudreau, B-O-U-D-R-E-A-U, Boudreau Smith on Facebook. I'm over on Instagram. And if you want to go over to my website, I know this sounds a little impersonal, but it would be the easiest. It's Kim, B as in boy, Smith.com. And just go over to the contact and I'll get the email directly. That's a lot easier than giving out my whole email. My full name. So I know it's a little impersonal, but that would be the easiest way. And listen, even if you don't really want me in your life, just drop me a note and say, hey, you know, I grabbed the book and oh my gosh, I loved it, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And definitely check out Kim's blog. Her bold voice is powerful. What I love most about your blog, Kim, is that it's, first of all, I hear you speaking. It's totally your voice.
Aw.
And they're easy reads. They're not like, you know, all convoluted with a whole bunch of woo-woo, you know, messaging, which you could very well have because, you know, we know that you're into meditation and all those things. But I love that it's really down to earth. It's to the point, and you always leave us with something to take, you know, with us to carry us through the day or get us through that moment or whatever. So definitely I will have the link. I'll have all of your information in the show notes, but I really encourage you guys listening to check out Kim's blog. It's really powerful and she's done a great job with bringing us the realness and good tips to help us live life peacefully.
Oh, thank you so much, Erica. And real quickly too, if you're like me, I don't like to go searching for things. So you can go over to my website, go on the blog page, and you can, and I don't do email blasting, but you can sign up and just have my blog weekly put into your inbox. So you don't have to go searching for it. I mean, I love getting stuff like that I read because I might not be able to read it the day of, but I can put it away for like maybe Saturday morning or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So Kim, I've enjoyed our conversation, of course, as I knew that I would. And I would love before we wrap up, this is actually my last request of you. I always like to ask my guests to leave our listeners with their parting words of wisdom. So what is it that you would like to leave our listeners with today, Kim?
Oh, one of my favorite quotes by Oscar Wilde, be you, everyone else is taken.
Powerful. I love it. You don't even have to say anything after that. That's all we need, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much for being a part of the Moms of Dreams show. Again, Kim, it's been a pleasure and a blessing to have you here with us today. And I look forward to all of the amazing things you're doing and just keep up the great work. We need more real people out there who truly care about everyone else.
Thank you so much, Erica.
So there you have it. What did you think? Isn't Kim funny? I love her. Her personality is so big. She's so tiny and she has this big, bold personality, which I absolutely love. So I hope that you heard something today that really resonated with you, that really spoke to you and reminded you of what's possible for you in your life, whether it means that you need to start speaking up more and sharing your voice, letting people hear your thoughts, letting people know that you have a voice and that you want to express yourself. Or maybe it's time for you to take a step back because you are losing yourself in all that you're doing. It's possible, like we talked about, to have it all, but the key is negotiating and finding that inner peace that helps you to manage all that you're doing. So those things are really important. And I hope that, like I said, something spoke to you today that reminded you that whatever it is that you want, you can absolutely have. It's just a matter of finding what you really want to do and being true to yourself about it, not letting other people's opinions get in your way or distract you, or even that hag in the attic that likes to show up, you know, telling her to go sit down, chill out for a minute, and really focusing on what it is that you have in your heart and what it is that you were brought here to do. All right, so that's it for today. Of course, you can always check out the show notes and you'll find all of Kim's contact information today over at ericablocker.com/119 for today's episode. And if you have any questions or you heard something that you want to talk to me about, You can always email me. If you don't want to leave comments on the show notes, you can certainly email me and then we can have a conversation that way. If there's something you want me to talk about in an upcoming episode, let me know. You can email me that as well at erica@momswithdreams.com. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a part of my extended family. I appreciate you. I love you. And I hope that you remember to reclaim your dreams, do what you love, and make a difference. Take care.